And how complete would you say your records are from the main to the curb stop, and then how complete they are from the curb stop to the, you know, a private house?
Sure. We are pretty confident that we have good information on our side, all the mains and all the service lines that go out to the curb stop shutoff box. We have limited information of the private lines from there to the house and what's in the house.
Okay. And Dave Green, I don't know if this came up with Justin, but he mentioned that there were probably something like 120 to 130 goosenecks that could be led.
Correct. Over the years, Justin's crew has been replacing a bulk number of those every year. And based on the records, we believe there are about 125 of those left. And what they are is a transition piece. It's actually called a lead gooseneck. And from the main on the service to about up 18 inches to 2 feet long, the first 2 feet, say, off the main on the very old galvanized lines, they used a lead piece that was very short, but it was a way to connect from the brass fitting at the main, where it tees into the main line, which is a lot bigger line, usually a 6-inch to a 12-inch line. So the lead was kind of used as a transition between a brass piece and then the galvanized line that went over to the curb stop. And we know that we have about 125 of those left, and our records show that. So we have a 4-year plan that we've put into place. And starting this year, we're going to be trying to knock out about 30 of those or more a year. In a 4-year plan, we should be done with eliminating those lead goosenecks.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you how concerned you are about getting those out of the system at this point.
Yeah, we'd like, based on, you know, all the new information coming out from the DEQ and the EPA, we wanted to be proactive on these. Even though we've been working on them all along, they just kind of came up to a higher priority because of this situation with Flint and things. We're also discussing with the DEQ and our city manager how to handle getting the information out to these residents of or businesses that are 125 in total, and we're actually working on that next week. We're having a meeting, and we have a letter that we've drafted, and it's informing them that our records show that they have a lead gooseneck that we would like to get rid of, and then we're offering some testing for lead tests in the water for each building. And that's under discussion a little bit yet. It's not quite finalized, but we're being proactive on that. We want to provide information to the public. There's some handouts that are going to go with that letter that were provided by the DEQ, which I think came from the EPA, and just telling people some precautionary measures they can take using their drinking water, if you will, out of the tap. They should flush it for a while until the water temperature changes, gets colder, and that would be fresher water out of the main, so to speak. So just to get the heads up out there to make them aware of it, and then we're also going to recommend that they would replace their service line privately on their side at the time that we run a new service lead over to the curb stop. We'd like them to do that as well, just for safety.
Oh, is that the places, these are specifically the places with the lead goosenecks?
They are, correct.
Okay.
And this is going to be a focused letter on those locations, you know, to the owners.
Okay.